angels of the new earth. On the surface of this world, there's a lot of turmoil. Wars are going on. And yet, in spite of this, beneath the surface, something beautiful is happening. At the surface, we see the world of duality, the era of man, in its last struggle. And beneath the surface, we see the world of oneness, the world of angels emerging. And let's focus on that. First of all, the idea that there is something beautiful, that there is an angel inside every human being, is new. For a long part of human history, human beings were considered to be bad, evil, and God was angry at them because of this. And yet, in the former century, new concepts emerge. The idea that God is unconditional love. And there's beauty inside every human being. And that we are all one, that we are all deeply connected. That we are angels. And slowly these ideas are changing the world and ending the era of duality. The era of man, and now the new earth, the era of angels, is coming, is dawning. And in spite of all the turmoil on the surface of this world, we see that people everywhere on this planet are connecting from the heart. Look at young people these days, how easily they communicate with people, young people living in other places, how they relate with plants and animals, how they are thinking, living in a different world, in the concepts of nations. Nationality, it doesn't mean as much as it used to be. Borders are disappearing or even non-existent for them. The angels are emerging. And let's go to an era long ago. Once you were an angel and you helped to create this beautiful place we call Earth. It was filled with beauty and wonders. And then things went wrong. In spite of all its beauty, this world became a place of struggle, suffering and war for many. And yet, there were always people who stayed true to their own nature, to their inner light. And although they were called evil, and although they were called witches, they were the angels. Leading mankind to a better future, radiating the light, bringing new ideas, ideas of oneness, ideas of the goodness of people, of nature, of God. And you were one of them. And yet, during all your lives, you absorb the ideas of this world, the ideas of struggle, duality, nations against nations, people against people. And it's now time to let go of those ideas, to fully become aware of the angel inside you. And why is this so important? Because this inner shift leads to a shift in the outer world. When you become aware of the angel inside you, when you become aware of your own light, this awareness brings a change in the world. It will help to break the whole world free of the old change of duality. And you should ask, what is duality exact? Well, duality is basically the idea of conditional love. The idea of conditional love, that love is something you have to deserve by good behavior, by certain behavior, basically by listening to other people, leads to fear. And fear breaks the concept of oneness. Fear tells you that there is something outside you, and that something outside you is threatening you. And this is what duality is. There is something outside you, and it's your enemy. It threatens you. So the idea of duality starts with the idea of conditional love. Love is something you have to deserve. And you have to let go of this idea. And how do you do this? By accepting that the angel inside you is a source of unconditional love. Also, unconditional love means self-love. If you say, okay, my love is there for everything but not me, your love is simply not unconditional. You're missing a part, you're missing a spot, and you are this spot. So accept this idea. There's this inner source of light, this inner angel, this inner son, is there for you. You belong to this light. You are a part of this light. Imagine your inner angel, or let's call it your soul. And your soul is beautiful. It is great. And there are many dimensions inside your soul. And you might call your earthly being, your personality, the cellar of your soul. And the cellar is a bit neglected. It's a bit dark, a chaos, filled with leftovers. And now it's time to let shine your light in this cellar. This angel wants to discover this cellar. Allow it in. Say yes to your inner angel. For this is the key. Your inner angel wants to be with you, wants to be you. Stop holding it back. Allow it in. Allow oneness in. Allow unconditional love in. And realize this is you. This is your real self. This is how you long ago started your journey with this beautiful angel. And it was a remarkable journey, a long journey. And sometimes it was very dark and heavy. And yet, it was filled with adventure, beautiful meetings. And great treasures were there to be discovered on your journey. And by allowing the angel to be inside you again, you allow this journey to end and you are entering a new phase, the discovery of heaven, of the heaven inside you, the discovery of your real self. Thank you for listening, and I'm now going to offer you a little meditation.